great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have this man back. He's forever going to be America's mayor. It's Rudy Giuliani. Rudy, how are you? Good to see you again.
Oh, it's great always to see you, Joe.
You know, I'm watching this Alvin Bragg thing, and we saw President Trump, who I've interviewed 12 times. You're a close personal friend. You've been his attorney. Last week, I think he called Alvin Bragg's bluff. He puts out on Truth Social, "I'm going to be arrested next Tuesday." And everybody went, "Holy crap, he's going to be arrested next Tuesday." And then Tuesday passed, it didn't happen, but it was going to happen on Wednesday. Then Wednesday, they didn't even call the grand jury together. And then today, on Thursday, Alvin Bragg is saying, "I never said I was going to arrest him. This is made up by the Republicans." I mean, so Rudy, from your vantage point, this thing fell apart in a matter of about 5 days. What do you see, from your legal aspect and also from somebody who used to run the Southern District of New York? What was Bragg trying to do here?
Oh, he was definitely ready to indict it.
Yeah.
Bob Costello knocked the case out of the universe. His testimony was devastating. It was entirely truthful. And no one really notes the fact that it was supported by another witness. So basically, it was 2-on-1 that Cohen was lying. It wasn't just Costello. Costello had a witness for all that, as well as documents. So immediately after Costello testified, and they would not ask him any of the questions that were helpful to Trump, he had to force the answers. He just gave them.
Right.
Just over and gave them. When he came out and held his press conference, Cohen the liar appears on one of the phony shows on MSNBC or one of those places,
yeah,
and said, "I never signed a witness attorney-client document waiver. I never signed that." 5 minutes later, Costello shows up on television, holds up a piece of paper with a signature on it where he signed it, and there were about 6 assistant U.S. attorneys who witnessed it. Assistant U.S. attorneys who witnessed it. I mean, he's lying even now.
And the thing is, I saw Costello on with Tucker that night when he showed that piece of paper, and it's Robert Costello, Bob Costello that we're talking about. Your close personal. Is he still your attorney, Rudy, as well?
Oh, attorney. He's the one who got me the letter from the U.S. attorney's office clearing me. He's
exactly.
A terrific.
Now,
he represented Steinbrenner. I mean, he's not a household name, but he's a great lawyer. Representative George Steinbrenner got him out of a lot of the difficulties of the major. He represented Leonie Helms. I mean, he's a real top-notch lawyer.
He was your intern.
He was also my intern 35 years ago.
Which is amazing. So he's on Tucker, and he says what you just alluded to, that the grand jury was dumb enough to call him in, because as he's sitting there, he looks at the grand jury in their eyes, and he says, "Michael Cohen is a liar. Michael Cohen told me in 2018 he had nothing on Donald Trump. This whole thing allegedly went down in 2016. So Cohen is a perpetual compulsive liar. He can't get out of his own way. He lied about not waiving attorney-client privilege. And again, you know, Costello shows that he did. So if your star witness is Cohen, who we know has admitted to lying, he admitted guilt because he lied. And Stormy Daniels, who we have a 2018 document from saying there was never a relationship with Donald Trump. If she's your backup witness, what's the case?
There is no case. And not to mention the fact that it's probably barred by the statute of limitations.
Right.
And it's not we won't get into detail. It actually is just simply not a crime. This was intended for business records that were entered by accountants. And it's not a campaign contribution because it was essentially a personal payment to escape the embarrassment, which is why these NDAs are done in the first place. She wants the money without having to go to trial because it isn't true. The man pays the money because he doesn't want the wife and the family embarrassed.
Yeah.
Happens all the time, one way or the other. I mean, there are millions of these. There's nothing illegal about them. The guy would have upset a million non-disclosure agreements.
In the very basic form of looking at it, Rudy, this is just a settlement case. And I remember, you know, a police department, I won't name which one, but you're not far from where they are right now, as a matter of fact. Somebody worked administratively at the sheriff's office and said, you know, if somebody sues us, if the result is $5,000 or less, we just settle with them. Even if they're not right, even if we're not wrong, it costs too much money to go to court. cause too much embarrassment for the department. So this happens in business all the time where people say, this is a nuisance. Let me pay it off. And when you're worth $10 billion, I guess $130,000 isn't that much. Let me make this go away because this has nothing to do with anything other than somebody who wants some money.
If somebody wins a judgment about something like this against a person like Donald Trump, it goes into the millions of dollars.
Yes.
I mean, this is in that sense, you got to look relative to the person's worth. This would be like maybe my settling something for $2,000.
Yes. It's at RudyGiulianiCS.com is his website. Go there and check it out. It's common sense all the time. Rudy Giuliani CS. Check out his program on WABC in New York. So let me ask you about the FEC. If the FEC says it wasn't a campaign finance issue, where on earth does Alvin Bragg pull this charge out from? I mean, the FEC literally, and you know this, they said there is no issue here. Why does he think he can go forward with it?
Because he's an out-of-control Soros-funded multi-million dollars, anti-government, anti-American, rogue prosecutor who on the day he became a DA announced that he wasn't going to prosecute half the laws in New York. Should have been removed then. He takes an oath of office to uphold the law and then puts out a document saying, I'm not going to enforce half of them. And of course, we've got a governor and the mayor, Adams and Hochul, who are so weak, they enable crime in New York. They just put out the statistics for 2022. Under Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams, crime in New York went up 27%.
Wow.
It's unthinkable, but it's worse than de Blasio. Adams is running a worse New York than de Blasio. And nobody thought that there was anyone that could be worse than de Blasio. Well, from the point of view of the safety of our citizens and people leaving the city, he's worse. And she's impossible. She can't get anything done. She's a useless governor. And we just let, there are about 7,000 criminals on the street that are menacing my people that would be in jail if I or any sensible person were mayor.
Well, how does he get away with it? And maybe I don't understand how it works, and that's why I have you on, because you're that much smarter than I am. When you get into office and make 52% of the felonies suddenly misdemeanors, how is that legal? I know that you've got prosecutorial discretion, but not that much discretion that you're going to change the laws.
Well, you're very smart. That's exactly right. You have prosecutorial discretion in a certain number of cases. When it becomes like a broad-based refusal to enforce the law as it's written, it becomes illegal and you should be removed from office. The Constitution of New York says that. The Constitution of New York basically says a governor should remove an office holder, particularly a district attorney, who doesn't enforce the law. Well, he doesn't enforce conservatively half the laws that he's supposed to.
Right.
And the reality is it has reflected itself in a 27% increase in crime since he's been the DA. And a lot of crimes like you see on television, old people thrown on subways, people shot in the head. A lot of those people are people he just let out. I mean, every day the New York Post has another example of a Bragg or one of the other woke district attorneys letting out somebody who beats the living daylights out of an autistic kid. And the crimes, even though they are less than I had to deal with when I turned the city around, there's a great movie, Gotham, that people should get, by the way, about that turnaround that I did and Bloomberg continued.
Right.
And it can be done. And it's a great thing to have right now because they say you can't do it. This shows you how you can do it. But in any event, he's the main reason for our crime increase because he's lawless. If we had any decent, honest government, they'd remove him.
Rudy, you and I are values-based, and it's Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor. Go to RudyGiulianiCS.com, RudyGiulianiCS.com. Check out his program on WABC Monday through Friday. We're common sense people. We're logical. We're rational. We like safety and security. We like safe neighborhoods. I like to be able to walk into Times Square and not be afraid. So why would somebody like Alvin Bragg be completely 180 degrees different than that? He can't really want people to die and be raped and be thrown onto the subway tracks. Why on earth would he ever do this?
I'll give you a quote from the head of the New York legislature, a man named Carl Hastie. He's the one of the people responsible for the crazy laws that we have, letting people go free that Bragg very willingly enforce them. He says, you'll never be able to reduce crime by incarcerating people.
Really? Well, then how do you do it?
Now, at the very same time, there's a new DA in Seattle, a new Democrat. And when she came into office, she decided to apply the broken windows theory and actually put people in jail. On the very day that the New York Post has that quote, there's a quote from her. The only way we were able to reduce crime was putting people in jail. And they have reduced crime in Seattle. So I don't know, these two Democrats should meet and Hasty should grow up or gain some brains or stop being corrupt. I don't know what.
Well, safety and security was never a party line thing, Rudy. I mean, you were elected in a very Democrat city. Pataki was elected in a majority Democrat state. The reason why was everybody was sick and tired of being afraid. Why is New York not there now? Why aren't they exactly where they were when you were elected?
Well, I think it's the progressive movement that has taken over. It's the progressive movement that has taken over the DAs through Soros's $40 or $50 billion. Progressive movement frightens the Democrats that might otherwise agree with us. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of the woman in Seattle. I think she's a Democrat, but she obviously is an old-fashioned Democrat. Look, when I was mayor, four of the five district attorneys were Democrats.
And you all worked together classically. You worked together great.
Yeah, they were fabulous. I mean, the guy in Staten Island, I think, was a Republican. The other four were Democrats, including Bob Morgenthau, I think everyone knows.
Right.
And they loved me because I did what the Democratic mayor didn't do. I funded them. And I funded them intelligently, since I was one of them.
Well, you incentivized it. You funded them if they got things done.
Yeah, they were my friends. I mean, for the years that I was U.S. attorney, these are the people I was one of the U.S. attorneys that started the idea of doing joint cases with district attorneys. I took district attorneys into my office and prosecuted cases with them to break down that barrier between local and federal and all that stuff. It's one of the reasons I was successful. And so they were people that had the same view of crime that I did, although probably on welfare, they thought what I was doing was crazy.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't crazy. People in New York really appreciated it. I think you could be elected tomorrow, to be honest with you, in New York, if you decided to go there again and run. Go ahead.
But they probably thought it was a little too much. And I mean, there were things we disagreed about, but not. Who would disagree about safety and security? Nobody.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. But see, here's the problem. Soros, as you said, has $40 or $50 billion. Here, where I am in San Antonio, the Bexar County DA is a Soros guy. This guy got elected saying he's not going to charge anybody with drug crimes. He's not going to charge anybody with prostitution crimes. And he's been light on crime. And you see a 30% increase in crime in San Antonio. But he bought it. Soros put $1 million in this guy's race. He put $1 million behind Alvin Bragg. I guess what I can't come to terms with, because, again, we're people who actually have values and we want safety and security for our families. Why does Soros want there to be anarchy in the streets? What's his problem? Do we know?
Exactly what he wants. Read Karl Marx and it'll explain why. Because that's the way you destroy America. He hates American nationalism. He says people who are American nationalists are Nazis, they're crazy, they're insane. And he would like to have a one world. He's a Klaus Schwab, Barack Obama, socialist communist who would like to have one world government. America should disappear and we should have one world. Well, it turns out, given the way Biden has sold out to China, that very shortly that one world will be controlled by China. So we'll be working for China, which many of our companies do anyway.
Yeah.
And the NBA does. I mean, China's influence can't be exaggerated. And the fact that they bribed Biden is no longer even disputable.
Even the left news is reporting that. Everybody knows that they all got money from China. Only a small amount, but the big amounts are going to come out too, right?
Oh, it'll get over $40 million, yeah.
Can you imagine? And they're just and Hunter Biden still rides on Air Force One with his dad. It's Rudy Giuliani, RudyGiulianiCS.com. Let me go back to the case against Trump. Bragg now is pretending that Trump leaked it out, although you and I both know his office leaked it out to all the media, all the left media. Trump's going to be arrested. The police are starting to put up barricades because of all the protests that are going to happen. Today, Thursday, Bragg says, I never said I was that an arrest of Donald Trump was imminent. I mean, he's in a pickle now, isn't he, Rudy?
Yeah, he is. Look, from the point of view of the good of the country and the good of my friend Donald Trump, I don't care what he says. Just don't go with the case.
Right.
And then we can talk about why he did it. I think like a defense lawyer, they let my client go and my client didn't do it. Okay, go say whatever the hell you want. Everybody knows. But at this point, everybody knows he's lying.
Right.
I mean, even his side knows he's lying.
How high up do you think it went, though? Do you think that the Southern District got a hold of him and said, hey, man, knock it off? Do you think Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland said, hey, you're helping this guy by doing this. Maybe you should stop. Why do you think all of a sudden he's backing off?
I don't know. I kept saying the last week or two, isn't there some elder statesman in the Democrat Party, even a crazy progressive that says, hey, this is going too far, Alvin. You're actually, this guy's got up like 10 points since you started this, and he's collecting millions.
Right.
And keep doing it. I mean, there's only so far you can go. I mean, people can only be fooled so often. I mean, you compare this to what Clinton did, for example, and didn't get prosecuted. This is nothing. No matter what you believe about it, this is nothing compared to what Clinton did. And he committed a clear crime called perjury.
Yes.
Advantage of a young woman who was working for him. And nowadays, if a boss takes advantage of a young woman, it's like the worst thing that could possibly happen. This wasn't just a boss. It was the president of the United States
right.
getting sex to the White House and then lying about it under oath. And that
whole case was actually founded on the Paula Jones case. And Paula Jones got $850,000 from Bill Clinton. Nobody ever even thought about prosecuting him over that.
You want another one? Hillary Clinton paid for the Steele affidavit, which was a campaign contribution.
Exactly right.
She made it a legal fee. But it was an Oppo research document to frame Donald Trump. Now, we now know that absolutely true. So why the hell is she not being prosecuted?
At the end of the day, Rudy, I'm almost out of time. Thank you for jumping on the chair so fast today. But last question, does this case now go away? You've been in these situations way more than I could even imagine. Is this now, because of what Bragg said publicly about, I never said this was imminent. Does that mean that it's over?
I hope so. And the idea that the other cases, like in Georgia, are better, is complete nonsense.
Right.
They're bad, just as weak, just as ridiculous, and just as factually inaccurate. And just as much political persecution. I mean, this case is no different than they are. They all are fruit of a poison tree called trying to frame them.
Rudy Giuliani, CS.com is the website. Check out his radio show every day on WABC. He's America's mayor and forever will be. And to me, you're a family member. Rudy, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you, Joe. God
all
bless.
Right. All right, brother. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.